الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد النبي المجاهد الشهيد وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين ساروا سيره وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاهم اليقين أما بعد بلاد الشام or the land of Sham is a very virtuous, very significant and very historic piece of land. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in numerous ahadith has mentioned the virtues of Bilad al-Sham and of the land of Sham. The ulama have written dedicated kitabs on Fadail al-Sham, many in the Arabic language and even some in the English language. So, obviously we don't have the time to go into the virtues and all the ahadith regarding the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this Mubarak land. Suffice to say that this land is that land which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and Majeed Himself has called it Mubarak. Barakna hawlahu. And over and above, Allah saying that it is a Mubarak land, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam still made dua for barakah for that Mubarak land. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. So it is a very blessed land. With regards to the significance of this land, then most Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam spent their entire lives or a certain portion of their life in this Mubarak land of Sham. Obviously, the incidents of these Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam and the details of these incidents are very lengthy. Many Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are resting in this Mubarak land. And then, when it comes to the history of this land, then this history is a very rich history. From before Islam, then the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and thereafter, throughout the history of Islam, there were very great events that had taken place in this land, very great luminaries of Islam that lived in this land. And for the future also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made prophecies regarding very important events which will be taking place in Bilad al-Sham. For this series, inshallah, we will be focusing on one phase of the history of Bilad al-Sham. And this is a very important phase. This is the conquest of Bilad al-Sham in the era of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which means Islam reaching this Mubarak land. Various wars were fought, important wars, which unfortunately we are unaware of, or we may have just heard the name of some of these wars, not knowing the details behind it. And thereafter this culminates in the conquest of Masjid al-Aqsa. Firstly, what is Bilad al-Sham? We generally, when we hear the word Sham, we feel that Sham refers to Palestine or refers to Syria. However, this region of Sham is a very vast area. Modern-day Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, all these countries are part of Sham. And together with that, southern Turkey, northern parts of Egypt, certain parts of Saudi, and some very small areas of Iraq all form the Sham that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this region was controlled by the Romans. There were two superpowers of the time, the Persian and Roman Empire, and the Romans were ruling over Bilad al-Sham. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time, this land was not conquered. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already prophesied that Sham will be conquered. There are many prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. One of them, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu were digging the trench during the battle of Khandaq, and that huge boulder had appeared, and they were Sahaba radiallahu anhu were unable to break that boulder, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself descended into the trench. And then he struck that boulder three times, and there were lights that radiated and that shone from that boulder. And in one of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied that Sham will be conquered. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered had prophesied the conquest of Sham, and in his lifetime Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid the foundation and started the process of the conquest of Sham. So after Hudaybiyah, when there was now a peace treaty between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the main enemy, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama, the Quraysh, there was peace that was now prevailing between the two. This gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the opportunity to focus on other areas. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter wrote letters to different kings and different leaders of the various regions around Hijaz. So one of the letters that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote, it was most probably in the 7th year after Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a sahabi by the name of Dihya Kalbi radiallahu an to Hiraqal, the Roman emperor. At that time Hiraqal was in Ilia, he was in Baytul Muqaddas, in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was under his rule. Allah had blessed him with a very great victory against the other superpower, against the Persians. So Hiraqal walked from Hims. Hims is a town in current day Syria, where Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu is buried. So he walked from Hims out of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right till Ilia, right till Jerusalem, to express his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached him when he was in Jerusalem, when he was in Baytul Muqaddas. So he inquired, is there anyone from the Arabs, someone who knows this, the writer of this letter? Abu Sufyan, who was not yet a Muslim, later on became a great Sahabi radiallahu an. He was there for trade. He was called, he was summoned. And then that lengthy conversation had taken place where Hiraqal had asked various questions regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding Islam, regarding the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, after receiving positive answers from Abu Sufyan, who at that time was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hiraqal mentioned and he said, وَإِنْ كَانَ مَا تَقُولُ حَقًّا فَسَيَمْلِكُ مَوْضِعَ قَدَمَيَّ, that if what you are saying is true, these answers of yours, if they are correct, then this man will rule the land which is beneath my feet. So he also knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message will reach up till this land, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will conquer this land. Then Hiraqal made further inquiries regarding Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially from the learned Christians and from important people in his land. And all of them had indicated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seems to be the true prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he returned to Hims, which was the capital of this area of Sham, it was his capital in Sham, when he returned there, he called all his important people of his kingdom and he gathered them in a huge hall with different doors. And he instructed that all the doors must be locked. So the doors were locked. And now Hiraqal addresses them. And he says to them, Ya ma'ashara Rum, O Romans, hal lakum fil falahi wa rushd, wa ay yathbuta mulkukum, that are you interested in success? Are you interested in guidance? Are you interested in your kingdom remaining and not coming to an end? If you are interested in this, فَتُبَايِعُ هَذَا النَّبِيِّ, then pledge allegiance on the hands of this Nabi who has appeared and has sent this message. When he said this, then all his important people, his courtiers and his leaders, all of them, they ran. They ran, the narration says, like zebras or like wild donkeys. They ran towards the doors, but the doors were locked. Hiraqal had envisaged all of this happening, so therefore he made these arrangements. Then he calls them back. He realized that he doesn't have the support of his people. And he feared that if he has to go against them, they will overthrow him and they will kill him, they will assassinate him. So because of his concern for his position, which unfortunately became the obstacle for him, so he recalled all his courtiers and then he sits them down and he says to them, obviously he spoke a lie to them, he says that I was just testing you. I was just examining how firm are you on your religion. And how convinced you are of your religion. Now I realize you are convinced of your religion, so now you may leave. So this was the way in which Hiraqal, although knowing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was true, he did not accept the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And from that point, he was always afraid that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's armies will conquer this land. The first encounter between the Muslims and between the Romans had taken place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was the Ghazwa of Mutah. In the 8th year after Hijrah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent another letter to Hiraqal. Most probably this letter was to Hiraqal or to some other important person in the Roman Empire. He sent it with a Sahabi by the name of Harith bin Umair radiallahu an. When this Sahabi reached Mutah, which is a place in current day Jordan, the battlefield is still there. So when this Sahabi reaches Mutah, then the commander and the governor of that area, who was under Hiraqal, under the Roman Empire, under the Roman Emperor, his name was Shurahbil bin Amr Ghassani. When he realizes that this is the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the envoy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he apprehends him, he ties him, and he assassinates him. This was against international law. International law and protocol is that a diplomat, an envoy, will be respected. His life will be spared. But against international law, this envoy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was assassinated. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was deeply hurt by this. And also, it was necessary for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to act upon this. Otherwise, it will give the message that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so weak that his envoy can be killed and he doesn't do anything. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mobilized that famous army of 3,000 sahaba radiallahu anhum, appointing 3 sahaba radiallahu anhum as successive amirs. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu an, his beloved adopted son, will be the amir. If he becomes shaheed, by saying if he becomes shaheed, it was already a prophecy that he will become shaheed. If he becomes shaheed, then it will be his cousin Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu an. And if he becomes shaheed, then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an. And if he becomes shaheed, then the Muslims should appoint a leader. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied that all 3 of them will become shaheed. When they left Madinah Munawwara and they traveled, they reached a point when they learned that the Romans had gathered 200,000 people. 200,000 soldiers have gathered against them. Lengthy discussions had taken place until finally the Sahaba radiallahu anhum decided they will go to the battlefield of Mutah. On the battlefield of Mutah, as per the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all 3 of them became shaheed. And thereafter Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was appointed as the leader. And strategically, he retreated with the army of Sahaba radiallahu anhum to Medina Munawwara. So this was the first encounter. Then the last ghazwa in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also against the Romans. And that was the ghazwa of Tabuk. In the 9th year after Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives news that Hiraqal has instructed for a huge army to march onto Medina Munawwara because of what had happened in Mutah, and he was afraid that the armies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will conquer his land. So once and for all, he wanted to eliminate this threat. So he instructed a huge army to be prepared. 40,000 soldiers have been prepared. He even gave them 1 year advance salary. So 1 year advance salary was paid to the soldiers, and they have gathered in a place called Balqa. It was an area of the Roman territory that was very close to Hijaz. So they gathered at this place. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received this information. So he commanded the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to get ready. Very difficult circumstances, extreme heat. And the place that they were marching to was 700 kilometers away. A very, very long journey out of Madinah Munawwara. It was a time for Sahaba radiallahu anhum to harvest their crops. So it was a very difficult journey. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Sahaba radiallahu anhum to prepare. Again, there's great details behind this battle, behind this ghazwa. Finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum reached Tabuk, which was on the border of Sham. For 20 days, they camped at Tabuk, but the Roman army did not show up. They were overawed by the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched with this army, 30,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and this gave a very, very powerful message that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum are ready for any imminent attack. So they were overcome by fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed fear in their hearts. After spending this time in Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mashura with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that what should be done. Umar radiallahu anhu's suggestion was that the Roman armies are very big. They are a very, very strong army. This point, we have achieved something. And that is, we have instilled fear into their hearts. They have been overawed and they have been overcome by fear. And it is enough that we have achieved on this journey. For this expedition, it's enough that we have achieved, that we have instilled fear into their hearts. In the future, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the road for the conquest and for the victory. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the suggestion of Umar radiallahu an, he took the suggestion of Umar radiallahu an, and thereafter he returned to Madinah Munawwara. So these were various incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directed to the Roman Empire, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid the foundation for the conquest of Sahaba radiallahu anhum against the Romans. And then finally, in the maradul wafat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mobilized the army of Usama radiallahu an. The details are lengthy. Inshallah, we will discuss it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.